Hello, hello. This is YouthCast, and I'm Molly Adams. The way that people use languages that they're not the masters of is delightful to me. They use words in not quite the way a native speaker would, and then somehow end up using them in the best way possible. Zhao Junke from Chinatown Youth Radio Philadelphia produced a story on her favorite noodle shop. It is sound-rich and slowly revealing, choicely recorded, totally lovely, but it is really her writing and voicing that blew me away. One of my favorite moments in this piece is when Zhao Jun uses the word emotional to describe how she felt when she got a serious answer from her subject, the owner of the noodle shop. It's non-specific, but it is really the perfect word for a reporter to use. I'm not telling you how I felt or how you should feel. I'm just saying you should probably feel something. Emotional. This is Lanju Hand-Drawn Noodle House by Zhao Junke of Chinatown Youth Radio Philadelphia.
There is a very special place in Philadelphia, and it's in the middle of Chinatown. But it's easy to miss. It's upstairs. What is that? Noodles? At 927 Ray Street, there is a special restaurant called Nanzhou Hand-Drawn Noodle House. Opened in 2002, it's a small restaurant, but you can often see a long line outside the door. Every day, the owner and chef, Zheng Fengzhang, stands at the corner of the kitchen to show off his unusual skills. Are you also curious about how a piece of flour can become a bowl of delicious noodles by only using hands?
First, you make the dough with flour, water, and baking soda, and then you let the dough rise. Next, you knead and pound the dough until it's ready. Then when you start pulling the noodles, one strand becomes two, then two strands become four, and then four strands become eight. Usually, our noodles are handmade to order. When we receive an order from a customer, we'll make a fresh bowl of noodles. When there are no orders for noodles, we prepare other food, like vegetables and meat.
Zheng Fengzhang was born in China and moved to the United States about 11 years ago. I was curious about how a Chinese chef pursues his career in Philadelphia, Chinatown, by doing such a unique job.
I learned how to make hand-drawn noodles in my hometown in Fujian province. First, I was just an apprentice. Later, I felt that learning this skill from my teacher could lead to a bright future, and I can make a living from making hand-drawn noodles. Lanzhou hand-drawn noodles date back to the Qing Dynasty, about 160 years ago in China. The noodles are served with fresh meat and a special red chili oil in a fragrant broth. There are many different types of hand-drawn noodles. Some are broader, some narrower, some are thick, some thin. Customers have a lot of choices.
Zheng Fengzhang works night and day, but when I ask him about what he does for fun in his free time and where his money goes, his answer made me feel emotional.
I have three children. The oldest is 10 years old, the second is 5 years old, and the third is only 11 months. I work so hard to earn money so that my children can have better lives. I want them to have an easier life, not like me, working here all day. I hope they get a better education and better opportunities later in life. I don't have much free time. Usually when I go home, I watch some TV or go online. Sometimes I go shopping or go to the park with my children.
A frequent customer, Jin Jia, says she stops by the noodle house whenever she's in Chinatown. She likes that the noodles are freshly made, and her son likes them too.
The first time I came here, I stood outside the kitchen with my son and watched them pull out the noodles from the dough. I think it's very hard work. You have to be very strong to pull the noodles. I think most people wouldn't be able to do it.
As an old Chinese saying goes, Ming Yi Shi Wei Tian. It means food is the supreme concern of the masses. The noodles of Nanzhou Hanzhuai Noodle House seem to have satisfied the masses of Philadelphia Chinatown. For Chinatown News Radio Philadelphia, this is Xiao Jun Ke reporting.
That was Lanzhou Hand-Drawn Noodle House by Xiao Jun Ke of Chinatown Youth Radio Philadelphia. If food is the supreme concern of the masses in the real world, original content is the supreme concern of the masses on the internet. See what I did there? So hit up youthcast.org to find an email Q&A with Ms. Ke and also with Hansi Wang, the founder of Chinatown Youth Radio Philadelphia. This has been Molly Adams for Youthcast, a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out at generationprx.org. Talk to you soon.